olo e mafuta male SBS Samoan.
Ele o matua manino mafa mau ni mai se fuinu mera I tangata ua maali liu I le fa alevelava I Papua New Guinea. Lea ua tanu mi ai le tele o fale matangata ina ua solo le ele ele mai se atu maunga. I le lata I le tolu I le vaveao le aso faraile na te anei. Na solo ai le ele ele mai se maunga matanumia ai fale o le nuu o Yambali. I se whaamatalanga mai le whainga malo I Port Moresby, Papua New Guinea, e ova I le lua afe tangata o lo o tanumia ai. Na saunoa se sui o le whaala putopatonga le International Organization for Migration, Itei Biruri.
The National Disaster Center has estimated that there are up to 2,000 people that are still buried under the rubble after the massive landslide that took place on Friday at 3 a.m. when most people were probably sleeping. The other confirmation that we got this morning from the provincial authorities is that collectively the number of people that have been affected by this disaster are around 7,840. Which is made up of 1,427 households. So this includes those presumed buried under the rubble, but also the six bodies that have been recovered so far.
Itei Viriri, or the International Organization for Migration. Wāwina atu se vāenga o tangata yeito mai wha apitoa I wha alavelave wha avose I wha apenei mai au se talienei. E fesoasoani I la ngā luenga lawe ai. E pe ona saunoa le minisita o le pūlenga o whaalavelave whaafuasei le Emergency Management Minister I le Malotele, Murray Watt.
I think all Australians are thinking of our friends in Papua New Guinea at the moment and the terrible landslide that we saw with major casualties. And obviously as a good friend and neighbour to Papua New Guinea, we stand ready to assist in any way. This deployment is directly at the request of the Papua New Guinea. This is the assistance that they have sought and that's the assistance that is now being mobilised.
Le minisita o whaalavelave whaafuasei po o le pūlenga o whaalavelave whaafuasei, Murray Watt. Na whaalia fo'i e Nicholas Booth o le UNDP, le United Nations Development Programme, wā tili whaingatā le ngā luenga lāweai, ona o le te tele o tīmunga ma le mālosi o tāwhenga, ma ua lamatia ai manisi o nuu o loo I lalo mai o atu maunga.
The search and recovery operation is hardly started. You know, the conditions are extraordinarily difficult, and actually the terrain is still moving. In fact, because the terrain is still moving, the number of people affected has gone up, right? So there's a number of reasons why, but the latest assessment of the number of people affected, it's gone beyond Yambali village. The terrain is still moving. It's extremely unsafe. It's too unsafe for rescue workers to be able to work there fully. It's too unsafe to be able to put the heavy moving equipment on the ground. This is delaying the essential work of beginning to try to move the rubble and the debris and actually get to the retrieval of those who are missing.
Nicholas Booth, Ole United Nations Development Programme. E whaita wafe tangata I nuu, na I lalo mai o atu maunga e pe o Yambali, Ole āmana o mia ona sifi I seisi vāenga o Papua New Guinea, e toe āmata o nā atia e ai āinga. Ai ua atili whaingatā ai le ngā luenga lāwe ai, ona ua whaatāma ia le awala lau papa e tasi, e sāo atu ai fesoasoa ni uma, I nuu manoa fuanga I lalo mai o atu maunga. E pe ona sāo noa I tei Ririri o le International Organization for Migration.
The area itself, it's still very unstable. So the rain is still falling and there's always a risk that there might be further landslides. And the reality also is that access to the area for, government and other agencies is quite difficult. Just today, this morning, one of the main thoroughfares leading to this area, a bridge there collapsed and now they have to fix it to make sure that all the convoys that are going to provide support have access.
Itei Viriri, o le International Organization for Migration. E tupu mai le whaalavelave le nei Papua New Guinea, ai o loo fetoa i male ma o popo le whainga ma lo i Port Moresby. E ono whaatuina se lafo i le le whaatuatuaina po o se motion of no confidence i le paalemia James Marape malana whainga ma lo i le whaai unga o le vaiasa nei. Ai i atumaunga o le Highlands o Papua New Guinea o lo o tau eli i lima ma i pupopo e tangata le palapala i le sa ilinga o wo ma ainga ua tanu miai. Ole reporting of Maopopo in Atis Ochiuzi. More le SBS News.
Toi fia fa'afafonga in isi tala fa'apea? Fa'afafonga in le Apple Podcast, le Google Podcast, Spotify, ma po'o fea lava e mawailau podcast.